Hey, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. Time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, March 27th. Brought to you by the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Tell you what, man, make the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill your next dinner and movie destination. They're in the River Mall in East Grand Forks. What a cool place. You can either dine inside this movie memorabilia packed restaurant, the Shire, or you can take your meal to the movie you're attending. Some of the movies this week, King Kong versus Godzilla versus Kong, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. What else we got? Arthur the King, Knox Goes Away, Kung Fu Panda 4, Love Lies Bleeding, Cabrini, Ordinary Angels, Migration, and more. In fact, find the complete showtimes online at rivercinema15.com. Hey, don't forget, too, that Tuesdays, it's $5 movie special all day long, and the $5.50 senior matinee special Wednesdays and Thursdays. Check out the luxury recliners and expanded concessions at River Cinema, and now they serve adult beverages. Family-owned and operated, check out River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Well, our weather today, some morning sunshine, then it's going to turn cloudy. Starting to slowly warm up, our high today expected to be right around 33 degrees. Well, more information about the shooting death in Larimore at 124 March 23rd. Sheriff's deputies and North Dakota patrol troopers were dispatched to Larimore to report that someone had been shot. Now, officers surrounded the residence were able to gather information that a suspect had shot at a male and a female in the residence, striking the male. Female fled the residence, going to a family member's home to call 911. Suspect Troy Larson allegedly shot and killed Jamie Holweger. Regional SWAT team and the negotiation team were called in. They repeatedly commanded Larson to surrender peacefully with no response. Now, SWAT teams breached a window. Larson fired multiple rounds at the vehicle officers were in. After several minutes, Larson came out wearing a bathrobe. Now, several officers noted something weighing down one of the pockets. Larson was told to put his hands up. He complied at first, but lowered his hand towards his right pocket. Sergeant Ryan Wadlow fired his agency-issued AR-15, struck Larson in the back. Eventually, officers secured Larson in handcuffs. He was treated on scene by SWAT team paramedics and transported to Altru. His condition is unknown. It was determined that Larson and Holweger were related. Well, Tom Campbell has dropped out of the race for North Dakota's lone seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Republican announced yesterday that he's withdrawing from the race. He first announced his bid in January. Now, Campbell says he's dropping out to avoid a negative campaign. Says that he can make more of a difference outside of Congress. Campbell is a former North Dakota State Senator from Grafton. He served from 2013 to 2018. Well, a review of the Grand Forks Processing and Distribution Center is over, and the U.S. Postal Service has decided it will remain open and be modernized. The review was announced last November to see if it would make sense to transfer some mail operations to Fargo. Now, USPS now plans to invest up to $1.5 million in the Grand Forks facility as part of a larger 10-year plan to modernize the nation's aging postal network. Their goal is to reach 95% on-time delivery for all mail products. They also determined that there will be no career employee layoffs. Well, speaking of employees, employees at Grand Forks Starbucks have voted to unionize. On a 13-10 vote, baristas at the 623 South Washington Street store agreed to join Starbucks Workers United. According to Starbucks, the employees joined 10,000 other workers at 410 stores in 43 states who decided to unionize over the past 3 years. It is the first Starbucks in North Dakota to join the union. Let's take a little break. Let's hear from one of our sponsors, EyeSight Drone Services.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at EyeSightDrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
Well, U.S. rocker Bruce Springsteen will become the first international songwriter to receive an Ivors Academy Fellowship this year, the highest honor bestowed by the UK-based association. 74-year-old singer-songwriter and guitarist will be recognized for his outstanding contribution to the craft of songwriting and his impact on the UK's cultural landscape. The born in the USA and the River singer will become the 27th fellow of the Academy, joining other famous names including Elton John, Sting, Kate Bush, and Paul McCartney. And finally in sports, Minnesota Wild Tuesday signed defenseman Jack Peart to a three-year entry-level contract starting with the 2024-25 season. Peart, who's 20, recorded 14 points, had 3 goals and 11 assists and 49 block shots in 38 games this season for St. Cloud State. Grand Rapids, Minnesota native, was selected by the Wild in the second round of the 2021 NHL Draft. Wild, by the way, played the San Jose Sharks tomorrow night. NBA Minnesota Timberwolves are at home tonight to play the Detroit Pistons. Game time is 7 o'clock. And Major League Baseball, Minnesota Twins beat the Atlanta Braves yesterday 9-6 to wrap up spring training. Twins start the new season tomorrow in Kansas City against the Royals. First pitch is at 3:10. And that is your morning update brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. Well, when it comes time for an oil change, stop in to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most oil changes are done within 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change does more too. Tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations and batteries. And included in your oil change, they're going to top off your fluids, check your tires, battery lights, your wipers, and your cabin air filter. Get discounts for fleets and the military. They can text and email invoices and coupons and mention Grand Forks Best Source. They'll knock $10 off your oil change. They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks, too. And tell you what, Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. Find them at 3325 South 38th Street. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, Grand Forks County Sheriff Andy Schneider stops in at 11 o'clock today. We're going to talk about the tragic news in Larimore, possible new digs for the Sheriff's Department, and more. And make sure to tune in, all right? And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. We know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.